This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. A member of President Trump's National Security Council is set to testify Thursday in the House investigation about Ukraine. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Tim Morrison, a former top GOP aide appointed to serve on President Trump's National Security Council, is believed to have been among those listening in when President Trump spoke with Ukraine's president about investigating Democrats, the center of an impeachment inquiry. Morrison's testimony will come a day after two Foreign Service officers told lawmakers President Trump was relying on attorney Rudy Giuliani rather than career diplomats to handle Ukraine. House investigators are now summoning former National Security Advisor John Bolton to testify. He openly fought with the administration against using Giuliani for a back-channel operation. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
3 days after U.S. President Donald Trump stepped up to a White House podium and told the world Islamic State leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi was finally dead, military officials gave the public a glimpse of the raid that ended his life. Five black and white videos released late Wednesday show U.S. aircraft using precision-guided munitions to reduce the area where the suspect was to rubble. But FBI Director Chris Wray told a House panel Wednesday that taking out the group's leader does not end the threat of Islamic State.
To a large extent, what we're most worried about here in the homeland is the what I would call the virtual caliphate. Which is people who are inspired online, which is a lot easier to do and not just all tracing back to one leader.
In Iraq Wednesday, a rocket struck near the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad's Green Zone, killing at least one Iraqi guard. There's been no claim of responsibility for firing into the heavily fortified area of the Iraqi capital, which is home to government buildings and Western embassies. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. A new large wildfire broke out early Wednesday in Southern California, forcing mandatory evacuations at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library and nearby neighborhoods. Ventura County fire officials said the fire erupted shortly after 6 a.m. in an area about 64 kilometers northwest of Los Angeles. Governor Gavin Newsom told his constituents that wildfires are still flaring up in multiple spots around Southern California.
Strike teams are currently working not just on the Ventura fire, the Simi / Easy fire, but we have seen some flare-ups, Hill fire now, that are impacting Ontario Airport and some of the visibility around Ontario Airport, and a fire in Riverside and some others around Calabasas.
As for the Reagan Presidential Library, the Santa Ana winds, which are responsible for the spread of the annual wildfires in California, turned in time this time to drive the blazes away from the memorial to the nation's 40th president. The U.S. Federal Reserve today cut short-term interest rates by 0.25%. It's the third reduction of the year, and AP Sagar Magani has more.
The Federal Reserve has cut its benchmark rate for the third time this year, and perhaps the last. The short-term rate is now between 1.5% and 1.75%, and Fed Chair Jay Powell suggesting it'll stay there unless the economic outlook gets worse.
If developments emerge that cause a material reassessment of our outlook, we would respond accordingly. But that's what it would take, a material reassessment of our outlook.
Powell notes the economy continues growing at a modest rate with solid job gains and consumer spending. But he also says business investment and exports remain weak amid global trade tensions. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A former Juul Labs executive is alleging the vaping company knowingly shipped 1 million tainted nicotine pods to customers. AP correspondent Shelley Adler has more.
That allegation comes in a lawsuit filed by the one-time finance executive who was fired by the vaping giant earlier this year. The lawsuit claims Juul fired the executive for protesting company practices, including shipping the tainted products. A company spokesman says the allegations that Juul shipped tainted products are baseless. The spokesman adds the executive was fired because he failed to meet expectations for the job. The company is under siege from federal and state regulators amid an explosion of underage vaping. Shelley Adler, Washington.
Chile has canceled the APEC summit it was scheduled to host next month, where U.S. President Donald Trump was expected to discuss trade with Chinese President Xi Jinping. I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.